This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have packed into central Beirut for the biggest anti-government demonstration since supporters of the militant Hezbollah group rampaged through their main protest site last week. The demonstration on Sunday came hours after a much smaller rally of thousands was held in support of Lebanon's president and foreign minister, two of the main targets of the anti-government protests. Protesters in Iraq's capital and the country's south shut down streets and government offices in a new wave of civil disobedience on Sunday. Demonstrations broke out on October 1st in outrage over rampant corruption and unemployment in Iraq. They were met with a violent crackdown that left dozens dead. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday again ruled out negotiations with Washington. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday, a day before the 40th anniversary of the hostage crisis at the former U.S. embassy in Tehran, that Iran will not yield to pressure imposed by its longtime foe, the United States. He added that holding talks with Washington will not solve Tehran's problems. He is quoted by state TV as saying that one way to block America's influence is to ban any talks with America. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of Islamists in a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader, calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rehman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rehman has hinted he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he has no plans to quit. You're listening to VOA News.